Now, the National Synthesis Report on the Role of the Catholic Church in Ireland has been sent to Rome. The report was sent to the Secretary General for the Synod of Bishops in the Vatican, having been signed off by Archbishop Eamon Martin here in Ireland. A man not renowned for his radical views, it recommends immediate change to the Church's dealings with women, up to and including ordination. Irish Catholics have participated freely in the broad discussion, which has ended up recommending that the Church change its attitudes towards women, LGBTI plus people, and those who are divorced or remarried, and single parents. A kind of something that really couldn't even have been countenanced maybe 10 to 15 years ago. We will have to see what happens now with this and where the decisions go. But with me on the line to give their reaction to this, we have Father Tim Hazelwood, representing the Association of Catholic Priests, and Father Patsy Lynch, who's Parish Priest of Ballinskellig's Prior. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us on the programme this morning.
Good morning.
Father Tim, can I start with you? What's your organisation's reaction to, I suppose, the outcome of this listening exercise which took place over the last year or so, and the fact that these sort of ideas are being sent to Rome?
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for asking me on. I suppose it makes us redundant in one sense, because what's come out on the Synod report are the things that our members have been asking for the last 10 years. And sadly, one of our members is out of ministry, can't function, because what you've just said, that the issues that are in the report, he publicly said those, every area of the Church. And I suppose just we welcome. And it's great that the people who put forward these ideas aren't radicals or left-wing people. They're ordinary Catholics who were willing to engage in this whole process. So it's the ordinary people, what they think.
Okay. Father Patsy, what's your reaction to what has come out from this report and where it goes from here?
Hello, Jerry. I would agree totally there with that speaker. You know, it's change is called for, you know. And, I mean, it was Vatican II, Jerry, defined the Church as the people of God. So the people, all the people, must be given an active voice. We must listen to them. And when they are active in the Church will really become alive. But it's the hierarchy, too much emphasis on the hierarchy. Priests are exercising control and not leadership. So I welcome it. You know, it's a breath of fresh air, and I think the winds of change are going to blow now, as they did when the Vatican II was there in the 60s. So it's a very welcome development. And whatever in the document, there was nothing, it wasn't watered down in any way, that what the people said was noted, and that has been forwarded to Rome. And I think that's a very, very positive step.
Father Patsy, when you look at the concentration is on an increasing and developing the role of women in the Church and getting them involved at, I suppose, the top levels in terms of leadership and decision making, that means a lot of different things. But how can you do that, I suppose, ultimately, with the way the Church is structured, without having, I suppose, women as priests, possibly? Father Patsy, first, I'll come back to you, Father Tim. Father Patsy. Father Patsy, yes?
I mean, at the moment, say we have our guidelines for parish pastoral councils, right, for the diocese, and all the, you know, the guidelines, etc. And down at the end, it's stated, unfortunately, that the members of the parish council, their voice is only consulted. That's not the way forward. They have to be actively engaged, actively involved in decision making in the Church. And women as well. I mean, I was 31 years in Africa. Without the support of the women, the Church would collapse.
That was the reality of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Father Tim, if I could put the same point to you about the female participation and the role of women in and the call from there that they're involved within equal treatment within Church structures in terms of leadership and decision-making.
Well, I would agree completely with Patsy and what he says. But, like, what the Synthesis Report now does, it challenges canon law. It challenges Church teaching. It challenges in lots of ways, and it's going to be difficult because many people are threatened by it. For example, what Patsy said there now about the makeup of pastoral councils, and that's rooted in canon law and Church law. So it means that at the highest level, the Church is going to have to look at itself. And change cannot come about unless those laws are changed. And that's a huge undertaking and a huge challenge for Pope Francis. And I would agree with, like, Africa here in the parish here I work in, unless only for the women who are involved, we wouldn't. And we work on a co-responsible basis here. You know, if the people don't agree with something, well, then we don't do it. And that's the way it should be. But it means, like, one of the immediate things that we can do, and that is the ordination of women deacons. There were women deacons in the early church. Now we have married men who are deacons. And I think immediately, and there's a radical need for ordained people to do the sacraments, as you know in Kerry, with the shortage of priests. And there are so many women who are capable and who are willing and who are wonderful Christians who would love to serve the church in that way. That's something we could do in the immediate future.
Mm. Father Patsy, you talked and you mentioned about the support of women and how it worked at parish levels in Africa. That was a key thing. It's also a key thing here, the number of women who were involved at that level, but not, again, at the top table making decisions.
But still they feel that, you know, that they're just kind of volunteers, you know, that they are not involved in decision-making, you know. And I think they have to be brought in and be actively involved in all the decision-making at all levels. This is what I feel very, very strongly, and that the lady should have that. And women have a mighty, mighty contribution, another perspective, a way of doing these things, you know, which we men don't have,
yeah.
But which we really enrich the life of the church, enrich us all.
Okay, and what do you say to those who would be against this? And we'll talk in a moment, I suppose, about what may happen when this comes up, as Father Tim says, in relation to canon law and challenging canon law and the pace at which the church kind of changes anyway. What about people who feel that, you know, this is a step too far? If you open this door, if you open this Pandora's box, then the church will no longer be the church that they knew and supported for years. What's your response to those concerns?
The church has to change. Who is the church? The church is the people of God, and this is what they want, you know. And we can't be thinking of maybe people holding on to their own preconceived ideas. Change changes in the air, and we must listen and be guided by the Holy Spirit, like Vatican II was.
Father Tim, yes, yeah, that you believe we're at that sort of a turning point in the churches.
And, I mean, somebody was asking me, some writing last week, one of the papers, he said, some priests have reservations about what's going to be sent to Rome. I said, I don't know. I said, let us be positive that everything will be sent to Rome. And everything is actually, the views of the people that have been taken, they've all been sent to Rome. So that gives great hope. And I would be hopeful that, you know, that the change that they have asked for will be implemented.
Okay. Father Tim, what's your view on what will happen here? You've mentioned about these ideas challenging canon law, challenging the way things have been done for hundreds of years. What's likely to happen here?
It's going to be very difficult. That's the reality, because, like, the church is it's all over the world. And in the Western world, we are in this particular place. In Africa, there's a different take on the world and on the church in Asia and South America. So Pope Francis is trying to hold all these balls together, you know. He's trying to juggle all of them. And, like, the document that was put forward from Ireland, it had some wonderful things said in it, you know. It spoke about a church that speaks of our time, and that we have the ability to endure conflict. You know, that we listen to each other. What I take from what Pope Francis is trying to do, I think he's trying to give more responsibility into the local church, so that we in Ireland, we have our own particular issues, that he's saying, look, talk about it and come up with some solution. Like, if we hold fast to the past, the church is going to die. As Patsy said, that change is happening, and it has happened before. I come from a lovely place along the River Blackwater, and there was an Augustinian monastery there. For 600 years it flourished. And one day they turned the key because it went into decay. And now the church as we knew it of the past is going into decay, and something new. If we believe in the Holy Spirit, well, the church will endure. It has in the past. But do we stop it, or do we try and engage with it? I think that's what we need to do.
How would these changes help priests if they were to happen in a partial or even total way? And it's a big if, I know, but how would they help priests like yourself?
How would the changes help?
Yeah.
Well, I think it would breathe life into the church. Like, at the moment, we're keeping buildings, huge buildings, trying to upkeep them. We're running around from post to pillar doing christenings and weddings and, you know, like, there's something new that needs to be, to emerge. And I think I think priests are worn because we're upholding this old way. Priests are being asked to look after two or three parishes now instead of one. And the life has gone out of a lot of priests because they're not able for it. You know, they seem to be just functioning. And I think this brings new life because it says, okay, we need to look at it a new way and to bring people with us. Because they're not at the minute, because they're not part of it, they're not listened to.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, Father Patsy?
Yeah, as well, you know, if I go back to the church, say in Ghana, the church was alive, the people were involved, they were coming, they were making ideas, making suggestions, you know, taking initiative. That has to happen here. That happened here. But everything is left to the priest, you know, and this is what I want to see. People coming forward, taking the initiative, you know, and the church becoming alive. At the moment, everything is left to the priest, as Lima, you know, and you're running from here to there, pillar to post, you know. But for the church to come alive, the people must be actively involved, because the church is the people of God.
And you have to look to the future. I know you're involved, Patsy. You use technology. You're looking to the future to try and spread the faith at all times. Drones for outdoor masses and the whole lot. That's another direction you need to go.
In our prayer cemetery services, they were all live streaming. We didn't have a mass. We had prayer services. And the blessing of the graves, with the camera, going around to the grave, blessing the headstone, calling out all the names, people in Canada and the United States watching in. Again, presentation. Our newsletters, you know, we got somebody who to professionally design. It is colorful, and even now I create barcodes for those who can just scan it, you know. So these, you know, we must embrace technology, you know. Our mass leaflets, everything, they're dull, they're boring, you know. Again, presentation, and the people are spiritually, they're searching, you know. And and another thing then, it says, the report says, you know, that church liturgies are boring, monotonous, jeering, and flat, no longer speak to the people. Again, you know, the onus is on us priests, you know, to bring life, not just to say Mass, but to celebrate Mass.
Yeah.
And the way, you know, that we can, at the moment, we priests, I think we can do a lot more. You know?
And to make sure everyone walks away on a Saturday or Sunday with a message, a well-received message or something to think about for the week in terms of their faith and spirituality.
Those Sunday Masses are priceless opportunities to get a message across to the people. And you prepare during the week, and you deliver that message. And when that message comes with him, it speaks to the people as well, and you engage with them.
All right, Father Tim, final point to you. If this doesn't, and a listener is getting in touch, I can imagine one or two will say, look, when this comes up against canon law, that'll be the end of it. If it doesn't lead to change, one thing that it has revealed, at least here in Ireland, and I understand what you're saying about the different elements of the church and different ideas in different countries, that Pope Francis has to pull all together and keep all together. But it seems clear that the grassroots who make up the parishes, the mass goers who are involved in this consultation, that they seem to be well ahead of the hierarchy in relation to where they want things to go. If it doesn't, if it does get stopped or doesn't get diluted or gets watered down or nothing changes, that's going to be a very difficult situation going forward, isn't it? That the grassroots want something totally different to what the leadership, both, I suppose, nationally and internationally, are happy with.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any turning back. I think if we disregard the views of the people, as Patsy said, like, the church is the people of God, and if we turn our backs on what they're saying, and we don't act on it. Now, and I must say, you said in the introduction, Archbishop Martin wouldn't have been known as a very liberal in his outlook, and he signed off. Like, I know a few of the younger bishops, they are not blind. They see the way things are going. You know, we're losing people, and we're at odds with the world, which is an awful thing, you know. I have a few cases now where people were afraid to go to the church because of their particular situation. Like, are we that kind of church that people should be afraid that they're coming to us, you know? And it's because of some of the stances that we take on particular issues, people who are, you know, whose marriages are broken down, or gay people, different issues like that. We've alienated so many families and so many people by the lack of welcome that we've had. So that has to change, or we'll be overseeing the death of the church, a complete death of the church.
Yeah, indeed. Well, listen, look, gentlemen, thanks both of you for talking to us in the programme this morning and giving us your view in relation to where things go from here. That's Father Tim Hazelwood, Association of Catholic Priests, and Father Patsy Lynch, Parish Priest of Ballinskellig's Prior.